the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And we're happy to have you here today. It's the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. It is you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. He is the Chief Wellness Officer at the Cleveland Clinic. I'm here every week, too. I'm glad to be here every week because I learn something as much as you do every week from Dr. Mike. I'm Joe Galewski. Thanks for listening today. 877-711-5211 on the phone. 877-711-5211. Everybody likes to email. Email seems popular, so it's udocs@gmail.com, youdocs @gmail.com. And again, on iHeart Radio Talk, you can add Radio MD. Or you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, to the Daily Pulse on iHeartRadio Talk. This is a news and updates station that you can customize just for stuff that you are interested in, you know. So a couple ways to do it. You can download the app, iHeartRadio.com, or if you go on the internet, click Talk. You'll find that in the main menu. Then you search for You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Dr. Gary Ginsberg in this hour, 20 minutes after the hour. This will be a landmark year for flame retardants. Dr. Ginsberg will tell us why. American breast milk. How polluted is American breast milk? And Dr. G will talk about some new research talking about pollution issues from cooking with gas, among the topics today with Dr. Ginsberg at 20 minutes after the hour. Dr. Mike is here. Hello, Dr. Mike.
Hello, Joe.
Let's go through some of the medical stories of the week you put together. So very well every week. Are we eating away at our brains?
Well, this is an interesting story because what it came from is Dave Perlmutter's bestseller, New York Times number one bestseller, Grain Brain. And in that book, he makes the case that gluten and sugar, but gluten to a large degree from grain, which is the protein associated with a lot of grains, causes brain dysfunction, and that by avoiding those, by staying thin, although he doesn't actually look at it as a weight issue, it's more a blood sugar and a gluten issue, can cause brain dysfunction. I'm not sure that the science supports all that he says, but he has enough anecdotes that obviously some people have a problem with grains and their brain gets worse when they have grains. Their memory and brain function gets better. So I suppose if you're having fuzziness or think you're not as possibly sharp as you'd like to be, maybe this is a trial you can do. And it may be as many as a third of people. It's clearly about 1 in 250 have true celiac disease. Maybe 4% have intolerance to gluten in your stomach and gastrointestinal life, meaning how you're feeling in your life and whether you're gaining weight. But he makes the case that it may be even 30 to 35% that have brain dysfunction from grain.
Let's talk about wintertime, viruses in the wintertime, and what things like vitamin D and chicken soup and some other things, how can they improve our health in the winter months?
Well, it's actually interesting. There's a new research that's uncovered why we get viruses in the winter much more commonly. And it turns out the virus, when it gets cold, protects itself. It secretes a protein, if you will, that is like a coat around the virus. So it coats itself. And then when it gets into your body, you, instead of attacking the virus directly as you would in the summer, get rid of the coat, which allows the virus then to spread throughout your body. So it's apparently this protection that the virus has evolved from cold weather for itself getting cold, essentially putting on an overcoat, which allows it to infect you more. So other than moving to the south or southern parts of the world where it's warmer at this time of year, the other thing that is related is we are short of vitamin D. And so you can take vitamin D or get out in the sun, if you will, in the southern parts of the world. But if you're in the north, you don't produce vitamin D. The sun doesn't have enough energy north of Atlanta or Los Angeles to produce enough active vitamin D. So you have to get it by taking it as a supplement, and that seems to help fight off infections as well. Now, so in addition to vitamin D, it is vitamin C and chicken soup, which seem to help a lot. We don't know why they help so much in shortening the duration of cold and in seeming to mitigate the symptoms of colds, but they do, colds and viruses.
What is astragalus?
Astragalus is this Chinese herb that has been shown to be as effective as chicken soup or as effective as zinc lozenges, with a lot less toxicity than anything we know of at decreasing cold symptoms and decreasing the flu. So there's some randomized double-blind studies. I was really surprised when it got taken up as a part of the wellness program at the Cleveland Clinic. The Prescriptive Wellness Committee looks at the data and found this superb randomized controlled data showing this weird name, astragalus, if you will, herb that actually was very effective without toxicity as far as we could determine, and had randomized, what we call the gold standard of studies, randomized double-blind controlled studies showing its benefit. So this is a new preparation, new to me anyway, that may have great benefits for us in decreasing the viruses and colds we get in wintertime.
Did you say the people who live in the South and in warm weather states, in warm weather locations, don't get as many viruses as people in the North and the cold weather, the winter weather up North?
The answer is yes, and no one understood that, because in the studies of does cold make you sick, the answer is no. But viruses seem to be a property of the virus itself, which protects itself. So the flu comes, you know, the peak flu months is the cold winter months. It's the end of February. And you say, why is that a peak? And apparently it's because the virus is protecting itself from your attack by essentially developing a coat around itself that it doesn't have in warm weather.
Could it be because in the cold weathers areas of the country, we're in the house, or we're cooped up in the house, and somebody gets sick, we're captive, right? We're a captive audience for a virus. If somebody in the house gets the virus, you get it.
And you transmit it from one to another. That's a very good a potential. We just don't know the real answer to this.
Mm-hmm.
But that's another potential, is that we pass viruses from one to another because we're cooped up and in smaller spaces, and we transmit it and don't wash our hands as much when we're in these smaller spaces.
What have you heard about the flu season? It's not been publicized as much as being kind of a difficult year. That's just my observation. Am I wrong about that?
I looked last week at the data, and the data indicated that it was climbing, the flu rates were climbing as if it was a normal flu season that would affect us to a substantial way in February. So whether this will take off like some flu seasons do and be great, meaning horrible, a lot of flu cases in January and February, or whether this is an exception, we're building in a normal way for an average or typical flu year.
What's toxic, what's not, is next. Dr. Gary Ginsberg, you can check him out coming up in the next segment. Also, he's got a great website, whatstoxic.com. On his agenda list to do today, the year 2014, what kind of a year will it be for flame retardants? It might be a serious issue. We'll talk about, with Dr. Ginsberg, America's breast milk. How much of an issue might that be in terms of pollution and the environmental leak between nearsightedness in kids and pollution issues from cooking with gas with Dr. Ginsberg next on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800. Or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You still rely on sugar or caffeine for energy? B12 is known as the energy vitamin. It nourishes your body, supporting mental function and vitality. Problem is, B12 is hard to absorb. Did you know a recent study showed almost 4 out of 10 people had B12 levels in the low normal to deficiency range? This applied to both young and old, even those with adequate meat intake. So it isn't just vegans or older folks who need to be concerned. Until now, the alternative was getting a shot at the doctor's office. What if we had a B12 offer that was simple? Liposomes deliver B12 painlessly. No doctor visit. Why not discover what B12 can offer you? Drink the new liposomal form. Right now, you can get a bottle for 50% off at B12offer.com. This limited time B12 offer is unique and it's easy. Just go to B12offer.com for 50% off. That's B12offer.com.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can teach your children.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Hi, I'm Olympic gold medalist Shawn Johnson. I want to make sure you know about the March of Dimes March for Babies. This walk is really special to me. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, which is not an ideal way to start. Every day, babies start life the same way, with the odds stacked against them. Their first steps are made possible by ours, all of ours. Take the first step at marchforbabies.org. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance. And that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to greatstartgtl.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at greatstartgtl.com. That's greatstartgtl.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to greatstartgtl.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Goody.com and Morning and Night Multivitamins for support of the show weekly. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. 877-711-5211 on the phone or udocs@gmail.com, youdocs at gmail.com. Every week at this time, what's toxic? And what's not? With toxicologist Dr. Gary Ginsberg and his list of interesting stories he's put together for us this week, every week. What's good? What do you like about this week's topics, Dr. Mike? What do you want Gary to start with today?
Well, in fact, I like the story about air pollution and from cooking, from natural gas. I guess I don't know whether it's from natural gas cooking or natural gas heating.
Okay.
Yeah, hi, guys. It's just cook stoves in your average American kitchen. We're not talking about the cook stoves in the third world, which we know are highly polluting, and people like Hillary Clinton have been trying to modernize those. But no, we're talking about your average natural gas cook stove. Whenever you burn something, some fuel in the house, it's going to give off a gas. And carbon monoxide, nitrogen oxides, even though the levels are not huge, if you don't have a vented range, it is going to lead to exposure of these irritating, immune defeating, but a slow down your immune system, and could even give you a headache and dizziness. And that's carbon monoxide and nitrogen oxides. So this study out of Lawrence Berkeley Labs, one of the highest regarded environmental engineering labs in the country, they just simulated how much exposure your average Californian, because they're in California, how much your average Californian is getting in NOx and carbon monoxide from your average range. And, you know, it's like 40% of your daily dose is coming in these gases. So we think normally it's coming from traffic, outdoor sources, but in fact, your own cook range, if you've got a cook range without the vent hood on, you could be getting into some exposures that are of health concern. And this research dovetails with some of the research out of Yale that a colleague of mine has been doing that shows that houses with cook stoves in natural gas, again, you know, just your average cooking range, that though if they're unvented, the kids in those houses tend to have more asthma.
You know, very few houses. Go ahead, Dr. Mike.
I'm sorry. Should we routinely put on the vent then, or the fan?
Yeah. So I know this time of the year, people don't want to take any more warm air out of their house and throw it outside. But definitely, when you're running, let's say that you're cooking the roast, and it's and the oven's on for an hour, or the top of the stove, you're making a lot of dishes. Definitely have the, especially if you've got little ones around, because the data suggests kids get more infections, more colds, because they're spending time in the kitchen with high levels of NOx, and that actually slows down their immune system. So the vent over the hood of the range makes a big difference.
I want to ask you something, because this is kind of a related matter. Some years ago, I wanted to put some heat in my family room downstairs, my TV room, and yep. I've taken it out since then. It's gone. But I was convinced to put in, and I did for a while, a vent-free gas stove.
Yes.
How stupid was that?
Well, you know, it's marketed as the greatest thing since sliced bread, because all the heat stays in the room, and you don't have to have a chimney or anything or a pipe out the wall. And if those are working just right, according to the factory settings, with the oxygen sensors and all the sensors working right, they can be run safely.
Yeah.
But they could also malfunction and lead to a backup of nitrogen oxides and carbon monoxide in the house, and then you've got a problem. And even when they are working optimally, you're still getting a higher dose of these gases than if you had a properly vented device. So good on you, Joe, for recognizing the issue. Were you having symptoms, or did you just read something and decide to get rid of it?
It just made me nervous, just to have not something down there that wasn't vented outside. But they said this...
Good instincts. You could go to toxicology school.
it's all the rage. They say it's all the rage in Europe. They have these vent-free stoves in Europe, I guess, and they don't have a problem with them. Or maybe they do. I don't know. But
sometimes you might not recognize it's the stove that's giving you the problems.
Yeah, I had it taken out of there. Okay, Gary, 2014, landmark year for flame retardants. How so?
Yes, well, as of January 1st, the new California bill, again, we're talking California, the new California bill goes into effect, which says that to sell furniture in California, you no longer need to pass the flame test on your furniture, foam and upholstery, but you have to pass a less stringent test, which means that flame retardants, these nasty, persistent, chlorinated, some of them look a lot like pesticides that are embedded in the older furniture up until now, you don't need those anymore. And it's amazing to me that we've learned the lesson about polychlorinated biphenyls, PCBs, got rid of those. And now we have chemistry that's a lot like that. And we've been putting it into our furniture for the last 10, 20 years, and it does lead to levels in children, into pets, and into breast milk. And so because Jerry Brown and the other people in California have realized that for a little bit of extra fire safety, and not a lot extra, but a little bit of extra fire safety, we're getting a lot more exposure to some fairly toxic chemicals. They've decided they don't need it, and it's expected the rest of the country will follow suit. And the reason I talk about it now is because it's probably going to take about 6 months for the marketplace to switch over. So if you're thinking about buying a couch or a new bed, and if you could hold off for about 6 months, your options are probably going to be much more flame retardant free, say by next summer.
All right, you talked about breast milk in the topic there. That's one of your stories, too, about breast milk and pollution. How polluted
and
is
how
American,
is American breast milk? Yeah. Well, this is one of those that we highly, highly, highly recommend breastfeeding for infants. There are so many positives that I don't want to bring it up in a negative light at all. And this headline out of this San Francisco paper does cast breast milk in a somewhat negative light, talking about the toxic chemicals in breast milk, and specifically referring to a study out of Ohio, West Virginia, where there was a perfluoro plant, a plant that makes sort of the Teflon type of chemicals, and it was polluting the groundwater and the soil, and women there had more in their breast milk. And so this was evidence that, yes, these nasty chemicals, which are in some of our cookware, are in some of our stain-resistant rugs, are in things like water-repellent clothing, but are also in this polluted part of Ohio, West Virginia, can get into breast milk, can lead to extra risk in babies. But even in a community that had a lot in the groundwater and a lot in the people drinking water and food, the increase in the breast milk was not high risk. It was not that much more above background. So we don't think that right now, on balance, breast milk is a big source of, compared to 20, 30 years ago, compared to the PCB levels that used to be in breast milk to today, and the flame retardant levels. I talked about flame retardants in the last issue, but they are coming down because we've banned the worst ones.
Right.
And so, breast milk is better today than ever. And if the headlines say, watch out for breast milk, Dr. G says still it's the best infant source of nutrition out there.
Dr. G is Dr. Gary Ginsberg every week on the show. whatstoxic.com is this wonderful website. So refer to both, and you'll be in the know on what's toxic and what's not. We'll come up with some of the more interesting medical stories of the week and about the FDA warning not to use certain muscle growth products and some other interesting tidbits from Dr. Mike Roizen right after this little brief getaway here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
My story may help you. This is what happened. I was talking to my best friend. I told her I wasn't feeling like myself. I had pain in my pelvic area and bleeding that wasn't normal for me. Since it had gone on for a couple of weeks, my friend said I had to go to the doctor. Of course, she was right. Turned out I had uterine cancer, a type of gynecologic cancer. To make a long story short, by realizing something might be wrong and seeing my doctor right away, I received treatment. Now, we're confident I'll be fine. Please, please listen to your body. If something doesn't feel right for 2 weeks or longer, see your doctor.
Uterine, cervical, ovarian, vaginal, and vulvar cancers are all gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everybody. So get the facts. Get the inside knowledge. Call 1-800-CDC-INFO to learn more.
Knowing can make all the difference in the world. It did for me.
A message from the Inside Knowledge Campaign and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
With the American Academy of Pediatrics, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin. The U.S. is experiencing an increase in the number of cases of whooping cough. This is a serious illness caused by pertussis bacteria. It often starts with what seems like a common cold. Then, especially for toddlers, the cough worsens and leads to the characteristic whoop sound on inhaling. During this phase of the illness, which usually lasts more than 2 weeks, the child can get short of breath and the skin around the mouth may turn blue. Older children may cough so hard they vomit. The illness can be particularly deadly for infants who can develop complications such as pneumonia and seizures. Whooping cough is highly contagious and can spread to children who have not been vaccinated. The best way to prevent this dangerous illness is to be sure your child received all doses of the pertussis vaccine. This is usually given as the DTaP vaccine. And for more information on preventing whooping cough, visit www.cisp.org. With a Minute for Kids, I'm Dr. Don Schifrin.
Hi, I'm Dr. Regina Benjamin, U.S. Surgeon General. As a family doctor, I've seen the terrible impact of a premature birth. Losing a baby is one of the hardest things a family can go through. As Surgeon General, I see the toll that premature births have on our nation. It can cause lifelong disabilities. It is the leading cause of death in newborns. And our country has one of the highest rates of preterm birth in the world. We must do better. Hospitals need to ensure that babies are delivered early, only when medically necessary. We need research to find the causes of premature birth and research to find new ways to prevent it. Couples need to learn the risk of premature birth and what they can do to have a full-term baby, such as getting a preconception checkup. Remember, 40 weeks is a full-term pregnancy, and every week of pregnancy counts. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
I'm Joe Galuski. Dr. Mike's here. Bridget's here. And you are here. We thank you for that. udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Thanks for listening today as we talk more about the top medical stories of the week. Is it a healthy thing to play football, Dr. Mike, when the temperature is only 5 below zero? With a wind chill of 35 below zero?
I don't think it can be. You know, it is. You say, why do these players go through? Well, in addition to, you know, I suppose they could have enough clothes on to protect them, but their face has to be exposed. I mean, they have to see the ball. They have to know what the signals are. They have to see their opponents. So they wear these masks. But the masks aren't see-through that I know of. They have to have eye areas open. They can get real frostbite. And can you imagine, I mean, if I was a defensive player, I'd kind of get my finger caught in the wool of one of those masks and turn it on the guy so he couldn't see at all. So I would have the only shot at the ball. You can see the guys tomorrow will try and get to each other's masks so they can't see. So it'll be very interesting. You know, it'll be an interesting game. But I certainly, you know, when I sat, I went to a Bears playoff game. Bears were playing San Francisco in 1987, and it was 23 below wind chill. I can't imagine what it was like on the field, but I know that when the people in front of us got up and left, we had to leave because you couldn't take the wind chill, even with just your eyes showing. The eyes showing with a, in fact, a face mask on over the eyes, you know, one of those clear plastic masks into the face mask. You couldn't take it. It was too cold.
Now, who has the worst of it, though? Will it be the players? And as far as players, I can, you know, concussions might be an issue because the ground, it's in Green Bay. It's a natural grass. It's going to be frozen. The ground is hard. You got concussions. But how about the fans just sitting there for three and a half hours with no movement, just sitting there and, you know, watching the game? I mean, what are the dangers there?
The fans have to call in them to be able to stand this. And I remember that when I had...
We'll have to have Dr. Mike... we have a little bit of an issue with Dr. Mike's phone. Phone connection or microphone connection. If you can just straighten that out.
Is it still bad?
Well, you're coming in clear as a bell right now, so just don't move your head.
But in fact, I remember going through about five thermoses of coffee, and then of course you have to get rid of the coffee, so you have to go inside into the heated bathroom at least. But in fact, you have so many layers of clothing on. I have, you know, in those days I had five or six layers of clothing on, and you have heaters and warmers to in your, you know, those little chemical things that you crush that heat you up for about 10 or 15 minutes. But it is, I always thought it was the closest thing to torture, but you had to go to you had to do it for a playoff game. You had to show your support for your team. But I could see that I could do that when I was 20 and 30 and would not do it after I was age 40.
Hey, Bridget, let's, Dr. Mike, let's straighten out his issues with his connection. In the meantime, what story or two that is of most interest for you to talk about today?
Well, the one that I really like for starting out 2014 is the story that Jim Perko, who's the chef at the Cleveland Clinic, he wrote for You Beauty on the three hottest superfoods to eat in 2014. So the three hottest superfoods that he talked about were chia seeds, quinoa, and dark leafy greens. And he talks about all of their great nutritional benefits and how easy it is to throw quinoa into food, which is a complete source of protein. It's the only plant-based source of complete protein aside from soy. And then chia seed, which is high in omega-3s and is really easy to throw into so many foods, like and for your breakfast and your oatmeal or your cereal. And then you can also add it to brown rice or vegetables at dinner. And there's so many heart-healthy benefits. And then it's also really good for weight loss because it's high in fiber, which makes you feel fuller if you just throw in some quinoa with any of your grains. And then the third is the dark green leafy greens, which include anything like spinach, Swiss chard, and they're high in vitamins K, C, and E. And then they also contain a lot of important minerals like iron and calcium and potassium. So if you go to You Beauty, and we can also post this maybe on Radio MD, there's Jim's recipe is the quinoa, chia, black bean, arugula, and spinach ragu, and it combines all three of the superfoods for 2014.
What is quinoa? Can't say I've ever had.
I can tell you on the recipe. I had the recipe yesterday, and it was absolutely delicious. So Jim Perko's recipe that is on You Beauty is a spectacularly great tasting, wonderful flavor, smells good, etc. Bridget, do you want to take what quinoa is other than a grain?
Yeah, so quinoa is a whole grain, And it was, I think that he talked about the whole history of quinoa, and so it was, it's become really popular here in the United States over the past few years. And it's a whole grain that's also high in protein, and it comes in white, red, or black. You'll find all three of those sold commonly in the grocery stores now. But it's just a whole grain, so it's really high in fiber and all the things that whole grains help with, like heart health, brain health, and stabilizing blood sugar.
What
it has a different texture, Joe. It has a texture that is kind of like oatmeal, like steel-cut oatmeal. It's a different feel in the mouth, and it really is very, very tasty. You have to get used to it, and it cooks a little differently, and you'll learn how to cook it, but it is a wonderful source. It has all of the essential amino acids in it, so it's one of the few foods that has every essential amino acid with it.
There's a study out too here at Mike that says eating nuts is beneficial in pregnancy for a woman. How so?
Right. This came out because the question was, could we decrease nut allergies and peanut allergies by moms avoiding nuts and peanuts? Peanuts are really a legume, but nuts and peanuts, there's a really a high prevalence of people with tree nut allergies have peanut allergies and vice versa. So the question was, could you avoid those allergies by avoiding this during pregnancy? And the epidemiology, they did an association study with a large number of people who were pregnant, and they found absolutely the reverse, that the women who ate most nuts during pregnancy had children with the lowest frequency of nut allergies. So avoiding nuts during pregnancy has now said you don't have to do it. And in fact, it's good not to avoid them. It's good to have nuts. And that goes with our study from a couple weeks ago, where an ounce of nuts a day actually decreased all-cause mortality and lengthened your life and decreased your disability rates.
All right, we have a break coming up, and then we're going to continue on some of the other top medical stories of the week. And any questions that you might have for Dr. Mike at udocs@gmail.com, youdocs@gmail.com. Well, Dr. Mike will talk about an interesting vitamin E story, also a warning from the FDA about muscle growth products. And what are some of the health trends? We hear a lot about trendy things in the world of health and medicine. What are some of the health trends we'd be happy to see go away in 2014? And some of the other top stories of the week, too, here on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, this is Melanie Cole, show host here at Radio MD and a mother of two. I want parents to know about Great Start Life Insurance offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company. Great Start ensures the future insurability of your children. Now, what does that mean? Too often, people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards can preclude them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. But by insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your children, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out all about the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com and see for yourself why Great Start is, well, a great start for your kids. Peace of mind at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com. For the Great Start Plan, go to GreatStartGTL.com.
Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois.
Sometimes people buy cookies as a gift for us to send to our soldiers. They tell us it reminds them of home.
Emily is one of thousands of Girl Scouts who will send cookies to troops stationed overseas.
Children shouldn't have to take abuse because they aren't strong enough to escape it. I want to give them a helping hand.
Alicia uses proceeds from her cookie sales to provide mentoring programs at a shelter in her community.
Selling Girl Scout cookies has taught me how to manage money, be responsible, and talk to other people.
Tanya wants to go to business school and hopes to run her own company someday.
On a visit to the food bank, I learned that in this economy, more and more people need help to feed their families.
Morgan and other Girl Scouts are starting a project to help get food to those who need it most. Every Girl Scout cookie has a mission: to help girls do great things. Find your cookies now at GirlScoutCookies.org.
Are you always looking for places to stop and rest because you're short of breath, wheezing, or coughing? Who wants to live like that? See your doctor for a simple breathing test to find out if it's COPD, a serious lung disease. With treatment, soon you could be living more and stopping less. Visit copd.nhlbi.nih.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you know only about 3% of the CEOs of Fortune 500 companies are women?
And of the 18,000 police chiefs in America, less than 2% are women.
So it's no wonder that only 1 in 5 girls believes she has what it takes to lead.
But did you know?
We can change that.
The time you spend with a girl now,
the words you say to her today,
can give her the courage, confidence, and character to become a leader tomorrow.
So speak up.
Get involved.
Nurture her potential.
Share your experience.
Invest your resources.
Did you know?
Together we can get her there.
Get started today. Visit togetherthere.org.
Hi there, I'm Juliana Rancic.
And I'm Bill Rancic.
I love my job as an entertainment reporter, but what I love even more now is being a new mom.
And you are a great mom.
Thanks, honey. Very proud
of you, honey.
Thanks.
Like any responsible parent, Juliana and I wanted the best for our little son, Duke, and that includes a healthy future. We know firsthand that life is pretty unpredictable. We didn't anticipate getting Juliana's cancer diagnosis or even having challenges with pregnancy. I don't think anyone does. Mm-hmm. But as parents, we can plan for the unexpected.
That's why we want to share our decision to bank Duke's cord blood when he was born. The blood in a newborn's umbilical cord contains millions of young, valuable stem cells that are used to treat childhood conditions like cancers and blood diseases and are being studied as potential therapies for cerebral palsy and even autism.
Julianne and I are proud to partner with Cord Blood Registry and the Healthy Futures Campaign to help raise awareness about the value of cord blood and the options for saving or donating it.
We encourage you to take action for your family's healthy future. Go to parentsguidecordblood.com.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Brought to you by Morning and Night Multivitamins, YouBeauty.com. On You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Mike Roizen. Okay, the FDA, Dr. Mike, is warning not to use muscle growth products. What are the details on this story?
Well, something called muscle destruction has an anabolic steroid in it that caused in a small number of patients, but not small if you're one of them, liver failure and death. And of course, if you are very sick from liver failure or die, you don't tweet about it and don't let everybody else know that you've got a problem. And when you don't tweet or let everybody else know about it, they can still keep selling their product, and it's a fairly popular product, and so the FDA had to step in because it had a number of people who were developing liver failure requiring liver transplants from just taking this muscle growth factor.
All right. Anything else you add to that other than what you just said? Or
well, I guess the main thing is that if you don't know what's in a supplement, if you're not sure and you don't know the manufacturer and know that they're reputable, I would avoid any of those supplements. It's much easier to have a salmon burger to get the protein than it is to get a mystery muscle building protein that ends up with something toxic in it. And we've had too many of them from companies. So if you want protein, just get it from a salmon burger or whatever you want, or a bean burger, something like that, that has very rich, or even peanuts or nuts, which have great protein in them, and we know they're healthy protein.
All right. The number one medical news story of the week is about, I think one of them is about vitamin E and Alzheimer's. What's the connection?
Right. This was a study that randomly allocated people with Alzheimer's disease to one of four treatments. Well, one of those was 2,000 international units of vitamin E a day. And the reason for that is there were a number of studies showing that it seemed to help Alzheimer's. This was a pure alpha tocopherol. So it wasn't the mixed tocopherols, which are thought to have benefit. But this was just saying, let's use the run-of-the-mill vitamin E. And the run-of-the-mill vitamin E decreased symptoms substantially when it was given alone without other treatments. It decreased the symptoms such that the caregivers over the six-month period, the caregivers of these Alzheimer's patients were having to spend 2 hours less. That's a huge less amount of time per day with the person with Alzheimer's that they were caring for. So this showed a tremendous benefit in slowing the degradation of mental function or of activities of daily living that was occurring with vitamin E in these Alzheimer's patients.
Okay, it's a brand new year. We're into 2014. What are some health trends you guys would be happy to see go away in 2014? If we didn't have these things around anymore, what would make you happy about that?
Well, one of them is called mom shaming, and that is the people who are having babies who are very fit, such as Leanne Ellison, who's a mother of three in CrossFit. She posted a photo in September performing an overhead squat 8 months into her third pregnancy. And Maria Kang, who's a fitness trainer, posted a picture of herself in a sports bra and shirt and shorts right after she had her third baby, her third young son. So the question is, this is mom shaming, saying, what's your excuse? And obviously, pregnancy and birth is such a stressful period. It's tough enough caring for the kid, especially if you're a new mom and don't have a grandma or someone else there to help you, that to try and say, I'm going to have the perfect body 3 months later and still care for my kids, that's an awful tall message. So mom shaming is one thing we'd like to go away. Another one is what we call extreme caveman diet. That is a diet where all you do is eat like a caveman, which is essentially a radical offshoot of people not eating refined sugar, flour, processed oil, alcohol, and also gets rid of fiber-rich whole grains and legumes, protein, calcium-rich dairy, coffee, etc. So it's a tough diet. The unnecessary gluten-free eating. I think gluten-free has gone too far. Extreme mud runs. That is the tough mudders.
Yeah.
And there's some tests in these quote athletic events where they're trying to prove themselves, if you will. So those are one more. And juice supremacy. I like, in fact, if you will. Blending your own fruits and vegetables into a drink. But that's different than juicing, where you get rid of the fiber and you get rid of all the other stuff and just have a pure watery-like supplement that has fast action of sugar. So you take an apple and you can juice it, and that's apple juice. You take an apple and you blend it, and that's a blended apple with some kale and banana or whatever else. And that's a whole grain, if you will, a whole fruit. And that's really what you want to do. So I like not juicing, but in fact, blending or mixing.
But for some reason, I'm addicted to that infomercial. Every time I see the infomercial, I watch it. I just love it.
Which infomercial?
The infomercial for the juicers.
Ah, well, maybe we could have you do one, and then you'd really be addicted to it.
All right, give me your take then on, so we talked about some things that you would like to see go away. To wrap up this hour, the most important thing we all can do in the new year to lose weight and get in better shape and live longer.
Well, I think it is actually get active and avoid the five food felons. But it really is the best thing that we found is have a buddy. that is write and talk with a buddy about what you're eating, and that buddy helps keep you on the straight and narrow, keep you focused on your goals. Bridget, what do you think the best thing you can do is?
I think that getting more active is a huge one, just walking 10,000 steps a day. And then I would also say to try and increase the fruit and vegetable consumption. And I'm talking about whole fruits and vegetables, because there are so many different ways that companies are now marketing for vegetable pasta and things like that. I think that fruits and vegetables are so important in their raw whole form, and that people should definitely, wherever they are, that they should just try and have one additional serving a day and work their way towards consuming more.
All right. Hope what we talked about today makes you look good, feel better, and on your way to a wonderful life. And check us out anytime you want. It's udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. It's you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, with Dr. Michael Roizen on Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's OMEGA, TakeOmega.com.